This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A mother in Italy has won her court case to evict her two sons in their 40s from her home. The 75-year-old woman won a court order after suing to have her sons, aged 40 and 42, removed from her house. The two sons, described in court papers by their mother as parasites, had been living in the family apartment without contributing financially or helping around the house. Both men are employed. Judge Simona Catterby sided with the retired mother, whose pension went entirely to buying food and maintaining the home, ruling that the two bamboccioni, or big babies, have until December 18th to vacate the premises. Judge Catterby wrote, "There is no provision in legislation which attributes to the adult child the unconditional right to remain in the home exclusively owned by the parents against their will and by virtue of the family bond alone." The men, who hired lawyers to fight the maternal eviction, argued that Italian parents are required by law to take care of their children as long as necessary. Judge Catterby ruled that it no longer appears justifiable, considering the two defendants are subjects over 40, and once a certain age has been exceeded, the child can no longer expect the parents to continue the maintenance obligation beyond limits that are no longer reasonable. This is not the first time mammoni, an Italian term used to describe adult men who are too dependent on their mothers, has cropped up in the legal system. In 2020, Italy's Supreme Court ruled against a 35-year-old man who worked as a part-time music teacher who still expected financial support from his parents after he said that he could not support himself on his salary. The Montana Jewish Project is preparing educational materials to send out to participating schools throughout Montana, a curriculum focused on putting a stop to hate and bullying of all kinds. Montana Jewish Project co-founder and president of the board, Rebecca Stanfell, said, "The discussion leads kids to think about how you would feel if you were bullied, not just because of your religion, but possibly the color of your skin, your tribal affiliation, the economic status of your family. And it asks what happens if, as a community, as a classroom, if that's happening, we stand by and we're silent." 30 years ago, the city of Billings was facing a series of hate actions that targeted Native Americans, African Americans, and Jewish people. Things came to a head when a brick was thrown through a Jewish family's window. The Billings Gazette printed a full-page menorah for Jewish and non-Jewish people alike to put in their windows to show solidarity and to fight against hate. Out of that series of events came the book The Christmas Menorahs, How a Town Fought Hate, which follows the story of Isaac, a Jewish child who experiences the hate and anti-Semitism in Billings. Stanfell and the Montana Jewish Project began an education project last year to work with 50 classrooms of primarily fourth graders throughout Montana. Teachers volunteer to receive materials and curricula that educate students on the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah and the Jewish people themselves. The curriculum uses the Christmas menorahs to teach kids about such subjects as Hanukkah and a dreidel game. Stanfell says the educational materials and this project aim to put a stop to bullying and hate of all kinds, no matter a person's background, creed, or home. The tomb of chemist Marie Curie in the Pantheon in Paris is lined with 3 centimeters of lead to protect the public from radiation because the scientist's remains are radioactive to this day. Curie was a French-Polish scientist who won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1903 and the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1911. That made her the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, the first person to win twice, and the only person to win in 2 different sciences. Marie Curie is most famous for her discovery of the elements radium and polonium, which she named after her native Poland, and for coining the term radioactivity. What she did not know at the time was that she was slowly killing herself by carrying radium tubes in her pockets. Marie Curie died in 1934 due to aplastic anemia and the effects of the radiation she studied. Marie Curie's body, along with her personal belongings, including cookbooks, clothes, furniture, and lab notes, are expected to remain radioactive for the next 1,500 years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.